Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a top loop warp framework in Ableton Live 12 for that 90s-inspired dark jungle, old-school DN beat energy. And the big idea here is simple. We're taking a dusty little break or percussion loop and turning it into a DJ tool that can live in your track like an instrument. This is not about making a perfect full drum loop. It's about making something useful, something you can filter, automate, mute, resample, and reuse for intros, breakdowns, drops, and transitions. In jungle and darker drum and bass, that top loop is often the glue. It gives motion, texture, grit, and that old record feeling without stepping on the kick and sub. So first, choose the right source. You want a top-heavy loop, something with hats, snares, ghost hits, ride noise, maybe a little tape hiss or room sound. If it already feels a bit worn or imperfect, even better. That's part of the vibe. If the loop has too much low end, don't panic. We'll clean that up in a minute. Drag the loop into an audio track, then turn warp on. For beginners, a really solid starting point is beats mode. That works well when the material is clearly rhythmic and percussive. If it sounds too chopped or artificial, try complex instead. The goal is to lock it to tempo without killing the human feel. Jungle should feel tight, but it should still sound like a sample, not a sterile machine loop. Now zoom in and make sure the loop starts on a strong transient. Usually that means a snare or hat pickup. Trim it so it sits musically, and keep the loop length simple at first. One bar is a great place to start. Two bars works if the break has more movement. The important thing is to think in phrases, not just in repeat mode. A clean phrase makes it way easier to arrange later. Next, clean the low end. Put EQ8 after the loop and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That range depends on the sample, but the main job is to get the low rumble out of the way so your kick and sub can breathe. If the loop still feels muddy, try a gentle dip in the low mids around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the hats are too fizzy or sharp, take a little off around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. We want character, not overprocessing. If the loop is too spiky, a little drum bus can help. Just a touch. Maybe a bit of drive. Maybe tame the transient slightly if the hats are punching too hard. Don't overdo it. The top loop should support the groove, not become the loudest thing in the mix. Now here's where it starts to become a real DJ tool. Add auto filter after EQ8. Use a low-pass filter if you want that classic dark intro feel. Start with a cutoff fairly low, then automate it open over 4, 8, or 16 bars. That slow reveal is a huge part of old-school jungle tension. You can also use a band-pass filter for a tighter, more ghostly breakdown sound, or a high-pass if you want the loop to feel like it's rising out of the noise. This is one of those moves that instantly gives you that 90s-inspired darkness. A filtered top loop can carry an intro all by itself. It can build tension before the drop. It can sit behind the bass and still keep things moving. And because it's filtered, it feels atmospheric instead of crowded. If the loop feels too locked to the grid, give it some swing. Ableton's Groove Pool is perfect for this. Use a subtle MPC-style groove or a light swing setting. You do not need huge amounts, just enough to make it breathe. Around 10 to 30% timing is a good place to explore. The point is to keep that human pulse alive. Jungle has attitude, and part of that attitude is in the slight push and pull. Now let's turn the whole thing into a performance-friendly rack. Group the loop into an audio effect rack and map a few macros. A really useful setup would be filter cutoff, resonance, reverb send, delay send, drive, and volume. Keep the effects simple. Short reverb, low feedback delay, a little saturation if needed. You're building a tool you can perform with, not a giant wash of effects. Think of these macros like control knobs for energy. Filter cutoff gives you darkness or openness. Resonance adds a bit of bite. Reverb and delay can create tension at the end of phrases. Drive adds dust and bite. Volume helps you tuck the loop under the main drums when the track gets busy. That's the producer DJ mindset. Always thinking about how the loop behaves in the mix and in the arrangement. Now place the loop with your kick, snare, and sub. This is the reality check. A loop that sounds amazing in solo can fall apart once the bass line enters. So listen in context. The loop should feel like a space marker. It fills the upper range, adds motion, and gives your track that jungle glue, but it should leave space for the low-end power. A good beginner arrangement might be this. Filtered loop only for the first 8 bars, then bring in kick and snare as the filter opens, then thin the loop out or mute it as the drop hits, and then bring it back a few bars later as a variation. That movement is huge indeed, NB. It keeps the energy evolving, without needing a totally new part every time. And once you like the sound, resample it. This is a big one. Record the processed loop to a new audio track. Resampling commits the warp and the effects, and it makes the material easier to edit. After that, you can slice it, reverse a hit, chop out a fill, or make a new transition section. A lot of classic jungle-style movement comes from these little re-edits. One bar filtered, one bar open, one bar with a fill, one bar with a reverse hit. That's already a toolkit. Use automation to keep it alive. Open the filter gradually, close it before a drop. Add a tiny reverb swell at the end of a phrase. Pull the volume down a touch when the bass gets dense. Maybe open the filter harder on the second drop for extra impact. Small changes go a long way here. In Dark DNB, the loop itself can become the riser. A few quick teacher-style reminders. Check the loop in solo, then check it in context. Don't leave too much low end in there. Don't make it too loud. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't forget phrase structure. 4, 8, and 16 bar blocks make the whole thing feel like a real DJ-ready arrangement instead of a loop pasted on top. If you want to push the vibe further, try making two versions of the same loop. One darker and filtered, one a little brighter and more open. Swap between them every 8 or 16 bars. Or reverse the last hit before a transition. Or duplicate the loop, offset it slightly, and filter the second copy heavily for a ghostly echo of the groove. These little tricks are gold for jungle energy. Here's the core mindset to keep in your head. The bass layer is your steady loop, the movement layer is your filter automation, and the accent layer is your fills, reverses, and one-shot edits. That's it. Simple, flexible, and very effective. For practice, try this mini challenge. Find one top-heavy break, warp it, high-pass it, add auto filter, automate the cutoff over 8 bars. Add a little saturation or drum bus, duplicate it into a darker version and a brighter version, then arrange 4 bars filtered, 4 bars open, 4 bars with bass, and 4 bars with a fill or mute. Resample that, slice one short fill and place it before the drop. Then listen, with kick and sub, and adjust until the loop sits behind the rhythm instead of fighting it. If you do that, you'll have a proper top loop warp framework. Not just a loop, but a flexible jungle tool. Something dark, dusty, and DJ-friendly. Something that feels like it came off an old tape, but still locks perfectly into a modern Ableton session. That's the sweet spot. All right, let's keep building.